This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the United Nations World Food Program says without billions more dollars in funding, the world will see much more instability in the form of mass migration and world hunger. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
WFP chief David Beasley told the AP he believed the ending of world hunger was within his sights before the world encountered one catastrophe after another. Between COVID, economic disruption and the war in Ukraine, Beasley said the number of people globally marching to starvation jumped from 80 to 350 million. Beasley also said the funding was within our reach if wealthy nations such as China donated more.
They need to engage in the multilateral world. They need to be willing to provide and help.
He also said the wealthiest billionaires made unprecedented profits during the COVID-19 pandemic. And
with $400 trillion worth of wealth, it's not too much to ask some of these multi-billionaires to step up and help us in this short-term crisis.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The British Defense Ministry said Saturday in its daily intelligence update on Ukraine that the Russian chief of the general's staff, Valery Gerasimov, has failed to stage a general winter offensive in Ukraine with the aim of extending Russian control of the whole of the Donbas region. Gerasimov took control of the special military operation in Ukraine, as Russia refers to it. But the report said 80 days on, it is increasingly apparent that this project has failed. That's the word of the British Defense Ministry on Saturday. The ministry says Russia has only made marginal gains at the cost of tens of thousands of casualties. On Friday, the United Nations' top disarmament official, Izumi Nakamitsu, told the Security Council that the risk of a nuclear weapon being used is currently higher